Previously on Imagine Dungeons.
You leech me, will I curse you for the rest of your days.
Cannon Fist reaches up and finds himself also with fangs.
My husband's killer, the leader of the Frost Feathers, the Snow Angel, is my daughter.
Whoa!
In life, she was George Ann, but George Ann is dead. I've had three headstones next to each other. I just want us to be able to rest together.
I'm not supposed to be here. Where am I?
I'm just curious. Have your teeth always been like that?
Oh, no. Sue's going to immediately feel their teeth.
Sue's teeth end in long points on her canines.
Mother sucker.
I want to suck your blood.
Nah, I'm just messing with y'all. But I do think something's wrong.
She's being pretty cool about this.
How you feeling?
A little bit pointier than our last interaction. Honestly, a little freaked out, but I'm trying to hold it all in. You know, got to keep a game face on. Are the other angels, are they dead? Are they gone? Are we still, what's going on here?
The angels are all sitting in they're standing in a tunnel off the side from you guys. They're all alive. They've just sort of frozen themselves off.
There's a wall of ice in between us and them?
Yeah, it's thin enough to where you could break through it, and they can also just observe.
How long was I out?
About 4 months.
four months? And y'all just been hanging out in this cavern the whole time?
We did some music stuff with a band, and we fought Santa and the devil. I don't really know.
The ice dreams are making sense now. That does feel familiar.
I don't know, 20 seconds?
Okay, so things are still pretty hot in here then.
It's not great in this room.
If we look around, Gage, are we still in active danger? I can't remember where things were left.
Yeah, it seems that the angels were not particularly interested in being involved in the fighting itself. But as you kind of come to your senses and look down the tunnel, you do see where there would have been footprints from the vampires that came in. And some of them are stained with pretty fresh blood coming from the direction that you came into the tunnels from.
These are invisible footprints?
No, the vampires came in invisible. But now you can trace their steps where they came from.
Okay. Those steps are where the vampires carried us.
I was about to say that.
I know you were.
I was about to ask how many tracks there were.
I think it's a jaguar. That joke is only for people who have kids and have seen Winnie the Pooh 1,000 times.
So our perfect demographic.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's our exact audience. Pooh parents only.
Okay, so there are bloody footprints. There are angels behind ice. Are we in active danger? Are we still in initiative?
Are we in combat right now?
No, you're not in combat. Sue, I do think as you're trying to gather your bearings and everything's kind of spinning around you, you would also notice that there is there are different pounding sounds coming from each of the four humans in this room or humanoids in this room.
Do y'all hear like drums or something? I feel like there's, there's this like beat in my head and I can't get it out.
I left Spotify open.
No, it sounds like, boom, 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 boom.
Oh, wait a second. Hold up, Sue. Let me check on something. And then Donnie walks over to Glint and real quick grabs him by the ankles and hangs him upside down. And he's like, any of them getting faster?
Yeah, now that you mention it. Okay. So that's your heartbeats that I'm hearing my ears then.
Okay, yeah. Sorry about that. But
okay.
Set you down.
My tummy's turning a little bit.
Okay.
And Sue's going to kind of put their hands to their chest as, you know, like kind of like trying to calm her own heart and then take like a second and be like, you know what? I think there's one less heartbeat in this room and that's going to take me a minute to get used to as well. Okay. Can I roll like Constitution or something to see how well Sue is holding their shit together?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Con save. Let's do it.
Pretty good.
15 plus 3, 18.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I think
they love it.
I think that Sue is like adjusting pretty much on the fly. Like, even though you're not in immediate danger, you still have like a task at hand. And that might be grounding you a little bit.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to compartmentalize, as my mama would say, and just going to tuck that back and, we're going to focus on the task at hand. So tell me where I got to aim my righteous fire.
Did we kill the vampire that bit Sue?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, immediate revenge was taken swiftly.
I knew y'all had my back.
The ones I'm more concerned about are behind the ice aquarium right there.
And she points to the angel. I'm not calling them angels anymore. They're not angels. They're devils. They're devils. They're bad. She points to the devils.
Take that, Gage.
Dorinda.
That'll teach you to paint bad people as nice sometimes.
Dorinda, the angel who's leading this charge, kind of gives a wave and is like, no, we are, in fact, biologically angels.
I can't hear you through the ice.
Too quiet.
I can hear everything, though, just so that we're all clear. I can hear literally everything. So, hey, could you, Donnie, I think you're grinding your teeth a little bit. Can you just, like...
Oh, sorry, yeah. Yeah, my bad.
Thank you. I know you're real angry at them, but I need it. It's in my ears. Okay, so yeah,
The angels, like, knew the frost feathers were here, right?
Yeah, no, this was a setup.
They lured us in?
Yeah.
Devils, first of all. And yes, they did know.
Yeah, they're just kind of waiting behind their eyes. They're kind of, to be frank, like they're sort of observing you to see what the party will do before they determine what they should do.
Okay. Can I do a history check really quick? And Donnie just wants to look up. Pretty harmless. I want to see what sure. angels fear the most. Can I look that up really quick?
Yeah.
Just a history check.
What's like deepest, darkest fear?
Oof, that's a bummer. It's a 9.
It's actually young men touching themselves. Their greatest fear. Their greatest fear.
No.
According to my youth pastor.
Straight out.
That was a 9.
Greatest fear you think is probably something about like falling from grace.
Hmm. Hey, anybody around here know what these celestials are scared of, perchance?
Can I hit him with a history?
Sure. One of them answers like, fire, scared of fire.
I don't trust anything you're saying.
I don't believe that. I got a 26 on history.
Knew I could come.
Think you would have some sort of understanding that angels are individuals, not like a collective presence. So what they fear might differ between one or the other. It could be something like the loss of a sense, whether that be like losing their hearing, or it could be something like losing beauty or knowledge or something like that. But More importantly, I think you'd be able to tell with your understanding of history that these angels have indeed fallen.
Mm.
Yeah. I say all of that exactly verbatim, but with my own special glint spin on it.
Right. Dude, you were right. They are devils. Isn't that what fallen angels become?
I knew. The devil? I could tell.
You knew.
I could tell. I smelled the sulfur and also they're bitches.
It's actually a misunderstanding, but it's okay.
I can't hear you. How many times do I have to tell them? Melt the ice cube and then we'll talk.
Angels are always angels, no matter what.
Does this if I look through the ice very carefully, do I see like a health bar above these angels? Is it like really long or is it like a manageable sort of size?
It's three hunks of a health bar.
Okay.
But ooh, they do say
classic video game.
We're glad that you managed the frost feathers. We do want to let you know that while we don't exactly wish you well, we also don't think a fight to the death would go over well for either of us. So
too bad
perhaps
I'm already dead, so it doesn't matter to me anymore.
Can anyone hear them?
Is that our only way of egress? Our only way out is through...
No, you can go back the same way.
Yeah, but that doesn't take us where we want to go, right?
Yeah, I guess, but neither does this way necessarily. Like,
okay.
Oh, it takes me just where I want to go.
One of the angels does like the... Y'all seen Shrek? They're like Puss in Boots, like scratch the glass and push a little hole
yeah
through.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, now that you can hear me.
Really tries to punch them through the hole.
Fiddles throws dirt.
I think your fist is like twice the size as the hole.
I try again.
You're making cracks. It's like webbing for sure.
Ooh,
like,
that's cool.
Okay, like I said, we could fight. We could, but... Great. We do not desire risking our lives.
And, so
you'll risk ours.
Yeah. Like,
yes.
If we don't fight to the death here, where are you going now?
Well, what we could do is give you a boat. And when she says boat, you hear a sound not too far off from like a magical explosion coming from deeper in the cavern, back from the way you came. we could get you a boat. You could just ride down the river and then you could get to the heart of this conflict faster.
After the hospitality you've shown us, I think I've had quite enough of your gifts.
Yeah, plus I can ride really like a Lapras anyway, so I don't really need your boat.
Okay, but
why bring the bedroom conversation?
Problem is there's two ways to get to to where you want to go. The first is through the Civil War, which, from the sounds of it, seems like it's going pretty well.
I think they broke up, actually. It was not healthy for them from a relationship standpoint.
Their spouses were upset.
Very much so. Too much sexual tension.
The second way you could get down is by taking the river, and the river does lead to a quite a bit of a waterfall, and... Our boat happens to have a little parasol that could float you down.
Donnie, don't you have Featherfall?
Yep. Got that.
Hold on.
All right. Wait. Hey, y'all, we don't need you.
Hey. Hold on. Ridley is seeing an investment opportunity.
I knew it.
And he's like, okay, does this boat come with any sort of like documentation?
Do you want documentation?
Yeah, like, I don't know. Maybe there's like a pink slip or something. Just in case we get pulled over by some like underground river cops.
You want the title? Sure.
I mean, if you're just hanging on to it, you're going to throw it away. I mean,
we'll put it in the glove.
The glove box, yeah. We all, the boat glove box.
For when it's cold.
For boat gloves.
Yes. Yeah, Ridley would like to steal this boat.
What's the catch?
The catch is mainly that it will give us time to get away.
Oh, see.
From whom? From us?
I don't care about that.
Okay.
Can I roll insight? Can Sue roll insight?
Yes.
Okay. And just, Sue wants to see if they're being truthful. And I think I should probably get advantage because I can hear their heartbeats, right?
Yep.
They also do not have hearts.
Devils!
Interesting.
Devils!
Devils!
Yeah. They got Kali Maud.
I had
they,
to ask, you know.
They have like... they have like a disjointed like...
Damn.
Very quiet like... harmony almost coming from them.
Interesting. Well, Sue rolled a 22. 15 plus 7.
22.
Yeah. I think the party has heard tale that the longer someone lives, the scarier they are to die, especially someone who's fallen from grace. Mm. And so I think you would understand that they are, in fact, very afraid of dying.
Okay. Hey, y'all. I'm getting... They don't want to fight us. And I mean, we could, don't get me wrong. We could kill them. I mean, they're the reason that I am what I am right now. But again, we're not talking about, we'll get around to that later. But they don't want to fight. And so, you know, we can take their boat and you know, come back for them later. I mean, we could pick this fight if we want to, but they're not going to chase us down if that's what we're worried about.
Sue, are you fine with us not fighting them? Just taking the boat?
Yeah, that's the question.
I mean, I do have forever to live now, so I'll be chasing them for the rest of their lives and mine.
Oh, that was hard.
That feels good.
Yeah, I think Fiddles turns to the devils, and she just says,
why'd you set us up?
We are also in a sort of caught between parties here. We didn't exactly serve the Frost Feathers willingly. And when they heard that you were in their lair, they did preposition threaten us to just stall you for a little bit when they get to us. But now that you're here and you survived, maybe you could go take care of them for us.
Oh, you're cowards.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Okay, give us the boat, cowards.
Yeah, we'll take it.
It will be in the water waiting for you.
Well, that's encouraging.
Do they have weapons? Visible weapons?
Not visible.
Mmm.
Okay. Gulp?
Yeah, that's very ominous.
Are they in their butts, like the spider?
They do have butt weapons,
hiding them in the butthole.
It's like a gun. Sort of like a keyblade situation, you know?
It's in their hearts. Wait, yeah. They don't have hearts.
They're heartless.
They have a keyhole. It's up their keyhole.
Yeah, we all look down and they have huge shoes. Like massive.
The strappiest cargo shorts you've ever seen in your life. Yeah.
Ridley casts Fire Aga and we get out of here.
Wow, deep pull. I can't believe you remembered that.
Hey, howdy. Vince here. Been a pretty hard year for me. I'm going to be honest. It would be awesome if you would...
I've also never heard you say hey howdy in my entire life. That's
yeah. Crazy.
Hey, this is Vince. Listen, thank you so much for coming back. Night of Blizzards is something we've been working on for a while. And so we're excited to finally share this. It's super exciting for us. I know that it's exciting for you. And because of that, I'm going to ask you, leave us a rating, review, and send this podcast to your mom. Send it to your mom. And then let me know what she thinks. Okay, back to the show.
As you make your way back through the tunnel that you came in, the blood becomes more common. And you come across four bodies of familiar figures. Three of them are the kobolds who came along with you.
Oh, no.
And the last is with the elven woman that you saved for a moment.
Moonshade, right?
Are they all dead? Mm-hmm. No,
they've
heartbeats.
All been killed, yep.
Are they warm? Mm.
Nope.
Can I check their necks? See if they've got puncture?
Yeah.
I'm assuming the vampires did it, but...
The three kobolds have punctures. The elven woman was stabbed through the chest.
Ooh. How is Sue feeling seeing all this fresh blood?
Is that my question to you?
Probably. Should I roll another con save?
Play my character.
That's why I was asking if they were warm. I was wondering if we could get free sun action here.
Yeah, why don't you make a con save?
All right. 12 plus 3, 15.
I think this is the first time that you've felt like the hunger. And since all this ice has like soaked up this blood, you're thinking like...
Snow cone?
Snow cone. Good.
I think Sue. Ooh.
It wouldn't hurt anyone. They're already
dead. That's
true.
They're already dead. That's a good question. Does it feel? I guess I don't have any. Healing them would not. Like, if I can roll a medicine check to see if they could be brought back.
Sure.
Just to, like, ease her conscience. Ooh, that's a 3 plus 7, 10. Super average.
They lost a lot of blood.
Advil.
Probably not.
Advil, heal them right up.
Yeah.
Okay, I think Sue will turn to the party and be like, all right, so I know that I said I was compartmentalizing, but my stomach says other... Stomach? I guess I still have a stomach. Mm-hmm. It says otherwise, and I mean, I don't want to, like, freak y'all out, but I also don't want to, like, bite y'all's necks. So, can y'all, like, turn around for ahead for a little bit and I'll catch up in a few?
We got you. Don't worry about it. We'll be right up here.
Okay.
Fiddles looks at Sue and goes,
even me?
Hey, Fid, almost you most of all. I don't want you to see me like this.
All right, slurp up, baby.
Ridley was already kind of hanging back because he was going to try and fart a little bit.
But now I can't do that.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Sue's going to make a little bloody snow cone. What is it, tiger's blood, except kobold's blood?
Yeah. I think you think it's fine, but you are immediately like, this would be so much better if it was hot.
Yeah, this is... not quite what I needed, but also I hate that I need it, and you know, I'm done with that too, so I'm just gonna file that one away. And she's gonna like jog to catch up. They're gonna jog to catch up with the party.
I will say, with that, you've had your needs sated for the day.
Bless up. Ooh, actually, don't bless me though, because that would hurt.
Ow.
Yeah, I can't cure wounds anymore. I need to get poison magic. I don't know how to do that with vampires. Punch you?
The rest of the party...
Cause wounds.
As you continue to walk towards the river, you know, you hear, like, the rapids getting louder again as you walk in the direction. And you see that there is a figure with a golden arm pressing a man into the ground. That man is Walton... The old man who helped you navigate down here. And
doesn't he have our werewolf baby?
He did.
Oh, no.
Until the second man who's pinning him down is sort of footballing werewolf baby with his non-metal arm.
Walton, what the hell?
Did you say it was gold?
He has one golden arm.
Like gold skin, like, or like arm? It's metal? Like a warforged arm.
It looks like someone used scales to make a warforged arm, like scales
really
of some
cool.
being. Glint, I think your heart skips a beat as you recognize who this is. Because
Johnny Goldenarm.
The man looks Bucky. Up when he hears you, and it is Cannon Fist.
Whoa.
Okay.
Come on. So sick. What the hell?
Okay. Everyone, let's keep our distance. That's Cannon Fist. I know that you, maybe you remember him from the PowerPoint presentation. That's him in the augmented flesh.
Do you think he'd let us take a 20-minute nap real quick?
With like a whooshing sound, he has basically left Walton there and is now a couple feet away from you. Oh. And he smiles and you see these huge fangs in his mouth.
Yeah, I think reflexively Glint has his Dragonmark hand up and it's starting to glow a little bit.
That's cute. You are just like someone that I used to know, actually.
I've never heard, even thought of you, or dreamed, even.
He, like, reaches, like, he starts to reach for you for a moment. He is, again, holding a baby in his hand, in his other arm, but he's like, may I examine your mark?
We have not met this person.
Nope.
Okay, cool.
Can I do something yes. that I haven't really done yet, I think, in this whole campaign? I'd like to sneak just to get over to Walton.
Sure, go for it.
I just want to get to Walton and make sure he's okay.
Yeah, let's roll a stealth check for you.
Okay. So 14.
Okay, you're like kind of sneaking by like socially...
Yeah, I think it's definitely more like a oh, what's that over there? You know, kind of a and yeah, I think she has sort of like sidled over to Walton and is down on one knee. Is he conscious?
He's conscious.
Okay, I think she's just going to kind of place a hand on his chest and without looking away from Cannon Fist and what's going on, just sort of out of the corner of her mouth be like,
"You good?"
He's breathing heavily, but he nods his head.
All right. Stay down.
And then she's going to stay right where she is, crouched down with one hand on Walton's chest and listening to everything that's happening.
I think Glint is fighting the feeling of being frozen in fear. If I touch my glasses and shoot a little jolt of electricity, is that going to activate initiative? Is he going to be upset with me if I do this?
I mean, like... If you attack him, will he be mad? Yes.
Well, not attack him.
Shocking grasp
like,
is an attack.
No, shocking grasp. I just enter storm form and get all, like, kind of go, like, super sonic.
If I draw my sword and light it on fire and point it at him, is he going to be like, whoa?
Yeah, okay. Sure, yeah. I think Glint is initially sort of frozen and then starts to pull his hand back. I think you tell me if I pull it back fast enough.
Okay. Yeah, I'd say he lets you pull it back.
Okay.
It's like, well... I understand. I might not make the best first impressions, but I will have you know that I've heard about this little group, the Wed Sox. Heard you have a match coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should definitely come and support us. And in the meantime, I will just take that werewolf child from you. That child does not belong to you, and it is in our care. So go ahead and hand him right over.
Does this pick up the sound real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He like shakes his little finger at you and it's like, no, I think actually you took this child from me.
I think you've got a tiny finger. God said so.
Yeah. I'll make you a deal. If you come find me, and I get to introduce you to one of my daughters, then I'll give you the baby. If not...
That sounds like a trap, right, y'all? That sounds like a trap.
I mean... Fiddle's just nodding her head behind Canvas back.
But I'm sure you were going that direction anyways. I'm sure that you have some sort of quest to end the Civil War. But if you're going to, you have to be pretty quick. It's about to explode onto the streets. It was good to meet all of you. I hope that you enjoyed meeting those devils in there. And I'll see you again soon.
And gun hand.
Like, gives a bow.
Gun hand. Big gun hand guy. Hey!
Gunhand.
Huh?
The guy.
Yes, he's talking to you.
What's that guy's name?
My name is Tim.
Hey, Tim. If we do this, will it keep the war from spreading onto the streets?
It could. I don't.
Okay, I'm tired of all these half answers. Go, cannon guy.
I think he laughs and starts walking away.
Is there? Did we know before that Cannon Fist was connected to the Frost Feathers directly?
We knew that he had created like
yeah, he's like first... the proto vampire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Okay, but like, not. Okay.
He had, I would assume that's what he meant by daughter.
Like, yeah.
I think that he daughters. Has a lot of like loose involvement with a lot of this, not directly with the Civil War, but. In one way or another.
I'm getting a straight answer out of somebody at some point about anything. I'll ask a simple question one day, and somebody's going to give me a straight answer. I'm tired of this. Everybody's just hemming and hawing. Let's hit somebody soon. Who's in?
She puts her fist out to Walton, who's, I guess, barely conscious. Yeah,
Walton
her.
Gives you a fist bump and starts coughing. Like,
can somebody heal him, by the way?
When you say who's in, really like, oh, well, yeah, I mean, I think I'm mostly in, but it's not, I'm not really sure.
Fiddles kind jumps off the tallest sickness. Thing in the room.
I can't heal anybody. I have no health and no spells.
Yeah, we got a short rest or something. I'm in trouble.
He starts to walk off, and then, like, before your eyes, he just disappears.
I think Sue is out reaching for the the werewolf child. I mean, she feels very much like they are her responsibility.
You're like chasing the baby down?
I mean, I think they were trying to stop Cannon Fist from disappearing, yeah.
I think he, when he like hears you coming after him, he just like slowly turns to face you and is like, if you want my attention, you'll have to do a great deed. And then in front of you disappears.
Oh, I really don't like this guy.
No, not at all. Sue, I'm starting Stinky. A shit list. Would you like me to put him on it?
Absolutely.
So far, so it's no. devils and then him.
That sounds right. Okay. Wait, what about is your dad, he's still alive, right?
Him he's too? On a different list.
Okay. Yeah, can Sue roll medicine on Walton, make sure he's all right?
Sure.
Ooh, can Sue still heal? A vampire cleric is very interesting.
That is a...
I've seen Midnight Mass.
8 plus 7, 15 for a medicine check.
Yeah, he's going to have a big bruise on his... body, but he doesn't immediately need healing.
Okay.
I do. Can we short rest?
I have a question about Cannon Fist.
Yeah.
No, sorry. Did he, his arm was, did it look the same as the oil sworn modifications?
Maybe. Maybe if
he's
the
just
oil
the father
sworn,
of everybody.
Yeah, maybe if the oil sworn, which you did find out that he is like directly associated with the oil
he's
sworn.
The
Irvan.
He got his name from killing a golden lung dragon too. So I imagine this has something to do with the dragon.
So this is almost like a prototype oil sworn arm, like a pre.
That's where they got their inspo from.
Yeah,
basically, it's like
or they're just trying to be like him.
Their like devotion is for that.
Cannon Fist was like, follow me for a day in the life of a guy with an arm that doesn't belong to him.
Yeah. Walton starts coughing and is like, it was a trap. They knew we were coming down here and they collapsed the entrance.
Yeah.
Well, they did. Yeah. Did a little bit more than that. Walton, I'm sorry to see Cannon Fist with his other fist or hand. Around your throat there, but Sue here got a little bit of a life change on this setup.
I think at that, Sue is gonna like, not quite shamefully, but just a little embarrassedly, like pull up their lip and show a tooth and say, Yeah, well, nah, I might be able to identify with your daughter a little bit better in this upcoming conversation.
Fiddle's going to have a conversation with Donnie after this about stories that are his to tell and stories that are other people's to tell.
I was just trying to help her.
I wish it was as easy as talking to her. I think she's gone. I think George Ann is dead, and the Snow Angel is all that remains.
I think Sue's got some feelings about that.
Mm.
I think Sue is concerned that either that is what happens as you are a vampire, is mm-hmm. you like lose yourself over time, or that Walton is being like super, I guess, it's not racist.
Like a vampire bigot?
Yeah.
I'm worried Walton thinks vampires can't change.
Slick the hair back.
But yeah, I think Sue's got some complicated feelings around what he just said.
I'm sure, yeah.
Well,
we know, you know, I guess this is an out-of-character observation, but like, I think Jordan, the player, and probably Fiddles also have some complicated feelings because, like, Leadhead is Jordan and Fiddles' favorite person.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm. We all literally almost died for him.
Yeah. No, this, like, that's interesting.
Yeah. That's otherwise, Leadhead must have really sucked before he turned.
Maybe he got cool.
Let's get out of the open. I think I can hear some sounds coming up. You can see the boat is resting on the water's edge. It's a boat that I think would be more familiar to Ridley than some of the other ones you've seen. It's a small river boat. It doesn't have a cabin. It's just like, it just has a bunch of benches.
And, Kawasaki T-1500.
And you can see that there's like a, I don't know how to describe it. Not like a sail, but there's like a cloth that's tied to the sides of the boat. I don't think you would have seen a boat like this, but you can infer that it's the parasol that they talked about. Yep.
Ridley is going to, somewhat very tiredly, but he is now, he takes it, his sacred duty is to understand everything there is to understand about this boat. So Ridley would like to familiarize himself with it such that when the parasol is needed, he can, oh, okay, I think the release is here. You pull both, got it. And just kind of hemming and hawing to himself.
Well, Ridley, after you check out the boat, make sure everything's up to code, I think everybody gets in the boat, and once you push off and are sailing down the river, you would find that...
Down, down,
mm-hmm. There you go.
Except that's not what we sing in the Kelly house.
That's true.
And we sing Sucker Paper.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you would find that there is a small wicker basket with a cloth over it that has just been like waiting on one of the benches.
I don't trust it.
Moses?
A grown man pops out and says, I'm Dick.
What up, I'm Moses?
We have another baby to take care of. We lost the werewolf, like, baby. And
let
now we have...
my people go.
My name is Richard Moises.
What's up, Dick Moses?
Does it smell like sourdough?
It smells exactly like fresh baked sourdough.
You keep yes-anding us, but I think that the answer has actually been no so far.
Open it up.
Donnie's going to go over there and just rip it off. Just take the cloth off.
It's a bomb.
Yeah. You die. You're dead. Roll for initiative.
That's it. Last episode of Imagine Dungeons.
Inside is two fresh loaves of sourdough, and there is a little note on top. Mm. The note.
We don't read it, right, Donnie? We don't read it.
No, we don't read it. Throw it in the water.
What does it say?
Okay, you do. If you read it.
Is it in Goblin?
Wait,
Did you just ask Johnny if he can read?
Yeah. Just to make sure Johnny can read.
Yeah, bro. I went to school.
He has to write down his lyrics, right?
That's
Maybe
true.
They all exist in his head.
He has a music degree. Those are real. I've actually never seen Donnie and reading in the same room before.
He did not like the library, that's for sure.
It says, these loaves are great for someone who's about to go to a fight to the death. Eat up, smiley
signed?
Face.
Signed, Cannon Fist.
Signed, Dorinda. And the other two angel demons.
The other gals. Definitely remember.
Wow.
There's something like Ice Queen of the something or other. Yeah. The water, Crystal of the Water Lake.
Donnie's going to take Crystal. A little pinch of it. Yeah.
Mrs. Ice Cream.
Noticing the two loaves, he's not going to take like a Donnie pinch of it. He's just going to take a pinch of it. I like he's grabbing some chaw or something. You know what I'm saying?
It's real crispy on the outside, but you pinch it off, do you eat it?
Yeah.
It tastes very refreshing. In fact, you feel a little bit of like your spell slots restoring, whatever.
Oh, man.
This is Lembas bread. Gives you a long rest.
Ooh.
Heard of it.
Heard of it.
It's pretty good. I think it's got a little blessing on it here if y'all want some. Sue, is it it sound good to you, friend?
That's a good question. How does it sound to me, Gage?
I think your brain and your stomach are telling you different things here.
Okay.
And it just depends on who wins in that fight. On one hand, like, you're probably really curious about, like, I mean, it is sourdough bread, and it sounds like it's magical.
I mean, like Sue does love sourdough. She's got her own starter back. Well, it's probably dead now. She hasn't fed it in a couple months, but she had her own sourdough starter. I mean, I think they're going to try. See if eating still feels good.
It doesn't feel great on one hand. Like, it doesn't taste good to you.
Oh.
But you do That's feel weird. Yourself, like, being restored while
okay.
you eat it.
Okay.
Mm. Oh, yeah, you're sure this is good, Donnie?
Everyone else
loves
it.
Yeah, I think it is.
To everyone else, it's pretty incredible. Great.
This is the best bread I've ever eaten.
Donnie
the
is crumb. Feeling
yeah. like really puts little pieces out in the water so that he can go like nope.
So excellent. With Donnie, like, I imagine Donnie even pinched off some bread for Sue. I think he's feeling a deep sadness. Here's someone who loves food so much. And she just put what Donnie knows with his palate. Which is a 1/1000th of what Sue possesses. And seeing them not enjoy that is such a bummer.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah.
Yum.
would Fiddles know off the top of her head, like, is it possible? I can't remember what we learned from Leadhead. Like, can a vampire drink without turning someone else? Or does it have to be like the blood is separated from the body, then the vampire can drink?
You could bleed yourself and give it as like a gift or an offering, but you do not actually know what the short or long-term ramifications of that are.
You just know
that it's possible. Like, technically, Krent has been doing that for months now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cutting off that tail?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he seems like he's okay, maybe.
It was questionable going in for him, though.
Yeah, I don't know that I'd use the word okay for Krent.
He did open up a shop as a front so that he could keep doing it.
Isn't he selling his tail on Only Krents?
Yeah.
Is that what he told us?
I think so.
Only
Fangs?
Which is like...
very good.
Thank you.
Which is like
I was way too excited to yell at it. I didn't mean to yell it like that.
A backyard I tried to get to it first. Illicit business. His front is Krent's Goods and Greats.
Oh, yeah. He told like jade jewelry, right?
Not jade.
Turquoise
Jay's jewelry.
Jays. He stole it from Jay.
Oh, it was turquoise. Sorry. Turquoise.
He stole it from Jay.
Okay, so does Sue still get a long rest from consuming this?
Yes, everyone will get a long rest from this.
Do we have a little time on the boat here while we're on our journey?
Oh, yeah. While the river's moving pretty fast, I mean, you know from Glint's memorized map of this that the river will still take a little
bit. We got some distance. So, okay, yeah. I think Fiddles is going to break off a piece of the bread and sit down by Walton. The boat's small enough that, like, there's no secrets here, right? Fiddles is wanting a public conversation that everybody can be a part of.
Yeah.
Okay, so Fiddles is going to sit down by Walton and sort of, like, sidle up next to him and hand him a piece of this bread. And I think she's going to say, like, before she starts talking, I think what Fiddles is feeling is some complications. I think that, you know, we've established definitely that, like, this group has, I think, for everybody become more than sort of like an adventuring party. We're all feeling very close and very protective of one another. And you know, I think Fiddles, as new as she is to having people look out for her, I think she's really relishing that. And so Sue is a very important person to Fiddles. And I think she's feeling a lot of intense emotions about Sue's transformation and the implications of that transformation. And I also think she would have picked up on Sue's hesitancy about Walton's read on his daughter. So all of that to say, I think Fiddles is going to sit down next to Walton, hand him a piece of bread, and sort of in view and obvious earshot of everybody, I think she's going to say,
Walton, we should have asked you this before. Can you tell us anything about Georgian? Not about Georgian the Snow Angel, but can you tell us anything about Georgian the person, Georgian your daughter?
I think before you asked that, you would notice that he was just like kind of munching on his bread, like obviously like a tired, pretty tired old person. But when you ask that, like he slows and his eyes kind of gloss over. He's like, sure, she was bright and sometimes struggled getting along with others, but ultimately when people came to know her, they had nothing but the best things to say about her. She loved parasaurs. She loved going to the Coliseum to see the races. And she loved a good high sea orange after a long day.
Respect.
Glint's just giving a thumbs up from where he's sitting
yeah.
on the boat.
Yeah. Mm.
Good taste in drinks and dinosaurs.
I think as soon as Donnie gave Sue that piece of bread, like I described earlier, and just felt this weight, he immediately started grabbing his yarding. Almost like someone like a totem or something that makes them comfortable, like Linus's blanket. And he starts playing a tune immediately, as if he's played it for a long time. And he sidles up to Sue and he says, "Hey, Sue, usually I can write a little bit better if someone can hold. Can you hold this?" And he slings off his war gong, probably making it look like a saucer, and hands it to Sue to hold. You hold this for me real quick.
Yeah, sure, Donnie. And she's going to take it, and it's as big as they are, I'm sure. Covers their entire being.
He makes sure to, like, sit down to where he can still see her, or see them, however they're holding it. He's still picking his yarding. He said, Sue, how'd you describe the feeling of that war gong right there, holding it? What would you say about it?
Well, it's cold.
Yeah.
And it's heavy.
Heavy, that's the word. All right. Well, let's try something else. How would you describe losing someone you love?
Heavy.
Huh. Me too. Earlier I heard you say you didn't feel like you had a heartbeat. Sue, I've had a tune stuck in my head for years. And I couldn't find words to it until you. Sue, you're the heartbeat of this family. I hope you remember that. And then he starts singing.
Woof.
Feeling so much closer when you drift so far apart. Coming to the end
and then you just can't wait to start. There's so much more I'd love from you, I'll take it.
He kind of winks at her.
A la carte. Even when the heart don't beat, you just can't beat the heart.
And he grabs the war gong from her and slings it back on his back.
He said, Sue, you're going to be all right. I know it's hard now, but we got you.
Then kind of walks
away. Can Mariah roll a constitution save to see if she survives this interaction?
He walks away and he keeps playing and kind of singing it again to himself, trying to write more verses. He just had that one for now.
Whoa.
Out into the water.
It's good. I'm fine. Just keep going. But for real, all of Sue's people standing up for them is really special. I think Sue is trying to sit in that feeling for a little bit.
I think this like moment on the boat, this like somber reflection of what has just happened, mixed with like Walton's recollections of Georgianne, is almost broken by like the sound of fighting coming from the ruins around you. And, you know, you can turn behind and you'll see like vampires falling into the water from like cliff battles that are happening above you, but it almost just feels like you're detached from it. Like they're so occupied with, you know, the frost feathers and the war, and the,
oil sworn
and the oil sworn that, the frost feathers and the oil sworn, their fighting is just all consuming. And as you find yourself sailing down this river, there's just like a like a calm before the storm almost. And Sue, I think as you are just like reflecting, and Donnie had shared this song with you, you see some of the body parts that are formed by your spirit guardians slowly start to form into bodies on the boat around you.
Does Sue feel like anybody else is noticing these?
No, this time it's just you. And when they turn and just sort of like nod at you, they all look very familiar. Like these are, they look like halflings. They have a lot of like regional similarities to the mark of hospitality halflings. And they all seem to just like be swaying along with the music.
I think they'll kind of under their breath say, well, hey there, family. Do they seem to respond?
Yeah. One just like is sitting on a bench in front of you and just like turns and just extends a hand towards you.
I think Sue would reach out.
When you make contact with her hand, you are not literally teleported, but like mentally teleported. Everybody else would see it as like your eyes sort of glossing over. But you find yourself sitting in the tavern that's most familiar to you. Maybe one that you grew up apprenticing in, or maybe one that your parents would cook in. And it is just full of these, like, astral halflings.
Mm.
And the one that extended her hand towards you puts, like, a plate of, like, fake food in front of you. It's really colorful. It's, like, in Hook. And it's, like, come a long way, dear.
Yeah, that's a one way to put it. Do I know you?
No, I don't think you do, but we laid the roots for you. And you see, like, she'll, like, wave her hand and, like, a big banner for the Mark of Hospitality will be, like, revealed. It's like, you know, we've been cooking in kitchens like this for hundreds of years, and every once in a while someone like you comes along and extends the legacy.
I think Sue will subconsciously put their hand on their mark, which I think we've said is on her shoulder, if I remember right. And just kind of like rub it absentmindedly and say, I'm either about to extend that legacy a lot longer or maybe I'm about to cut it short. I don't know if y'all still want me.
That's the thing about family, Sue, is we'll always want you. No matter what form you take or shape we take, we go through it together. And you'll see, like, some of them, half of those in the room, some are this, like, radiant yellow, and the other half slowly change to this, like, dark blue. It's like, we're in this together. And if that means that you have to start a new kitchen underground, then let's start that kitchen.
Oh, that is something I hadn't considered. Okay. If Sue looks down at their hands, are they glowing in any specific color as well?
I think your hands would not be glowing, but I think you would see that your mark is glowing green. Mm. The like yellows and the blues are meeting.
Cool. Well, Sue will pick up a piece of the food and kind of hold out and say, I guess cheers to the next adventure of hopefully a long, long time. And we'll try the imaginary food. Does it taste better than the other food that they consumed earlier?
I think you just feel warm instead of tasting anything, and then you're back on the boat.
I think their hand is kind of like at their lip, like they, you know, were tasting something they hadn't in a long time. As they kind of come back. Do vampires breathe?
Only on purpose.
Okay. Well, then I don't know if they take a big gasp at that moment, but maybe, yeah, like their body rocks as they come back to themselves and their hand is just kind of lingering at their lips.
Yeah. The boat continues to sail down. The sounds of fighting and, you know, the combat is happening beside and above. Nothing necessarily remarkable, but you do occasionally hear this, like, roaring sound from further in. And eventually you get to this waterfall. And, Ridley, you know how to set this off, so you just, like, pull the latches, and the boat begins to descend. And when the boat descends, you see
this... Wait, you don't get to do, like, a 3-2-1, like, wee!
You can't.
Let us 3-2-1 we gauge.
Come on, Gage.
Three. You, yeah, Walter says it from the front. Like,
okay.
Please, you never
we're coming on the rapids. This is a big old waterfall. Ready? 3-2-1
Wee! All right, that was good.
Did we die?
Totally worth it.
And as the boat, like, floats down, you see this, like, mountainous cavern. It is, like, it goes on as far as the eye can see on every direction besides the wall where the waterfall falls from. And deep into this cavern, you can see that there's fighting happening everywhere. But most prominently, where the boat is descending, you see sort of like an ancient castle. And at the... In the doorway of the castle is this large golden dragon. And this golden dragon seems to be surrounded by vampires.
Oh, okay, cool.
And as you begin to get closer, you start seeing these walls are covered in dead oil-sworn, dead commoners, just like completely frozen to these walls. That lead up to where this dragon perches. And waiting for you in front of these walls is a woman in a white robe with quite large angel wings coming from her back.
really glad that's what you said. That's not where my brain went.
I did the same thing.
Huge tracts of land.
Exactly.
I've been reading manga lately.
And you can hear like Walton catch his breath whenever he sees the snow angel.
Yeah.
And she like slowly approaches the group as your boat lands. Says, calls out to you, I've heard that you've come to end a war.
I don't know about all that, but we brought your dad.
He can't end a war. But that dad might. And you see, like, I would say comedying downwards and just, like, slamming into the ground in front of this doorway is Tim Cannonfist. And he like turns and waves to you from the other side of this cavern. It's like, this ought to be fun. It's a little dual combat. And you hear a roaring as a dragon enters the doorway.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Is the dragon on his side?
It's Mrs. Claus. It has to
the
be on
our side.
The
dragon is Mrs. Claus. She's our manager.
As you say that, the dragon like lunges for Cannon Fist, and he just sort of jumps back out of the way.
What?
Is it Mrs. Claus? Can I roll insight on the dragon to see if it's Mrs. Claus?
It's not Mrs. Claus.
Hold on. Ridley goes, can Ridley disappear inside himself and talk to Gambu real fast?
Yeah. In your pocket dimension, sure.
Just, thum, who is this?
Hey.
You know this guy?
Hey. Who?
His big gold. I will now explain exactly what I see in great detail.
Genbu was lounging in a patio chair, and you sort of just like woke him up a little bit. And he's like, I actually did used to hear about a golden dragon who lived deep under a city. I don't know the guy, but if a vampire's after him, that's bad news. He might be trying to turn a dragon.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you might want to get back out there.
Well, I think that part of the world kind of stops because there's a lot of players. It would be really rude if
we're all at like, half health,
God made the time go on.
Oh, God.
But they couldn't.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
We've all died when you come back out.
Yeah.
Yes.
One of them is trying to crawl through your shell.
We're just banging on his shell. Please. Glint's head just appears in the air between you and Genbu.
Missing an eye.
You've skipped 9 turns.
Ridley, we really need you out here, man.
Okay. So, okay. Yeah. So dragons can be vampires?
Yeah. Dragons can be vampires.
That's, yeah, not good, right?
Bad news.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you good other than that?
I'm good. If you could find me like maybe like a baking set, it would come in handy.
A baking set?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I bring stuff through the... I think we've talked about this. Can I bring stuff through the shell gate?
Yeah.
What do you think about shell gate?
I think it sounds good. And it's a good name for a scandal if you decide to do one.
Hey, I got a boat. By the way.
Okay. I see.
Things are kind of coming up with you.
Doing well.
Yeah.
I'll pat myself on the back for that one.
Rags to riches with my man Gambu. All right, I gotta go. Don't look. then...
We got the coolest patrons.
Hey, y'all. This is Mariah. First, I am so thankful that you are here and that you are listening right now. Okay, now that you're all buttered up, I've got 2 quick asks for you. First, could you please take just a moment to rate and review us on whatever platform you're using right now? It'll take just a minute. Go ahead. I'll wait. Okay, now think about your favorite people.
picture them in your mind, come up with a sweet little list. Open up your text, copy the link to our show, and send it their way. Not only is this the best way for our show to reach more people, but now you've got one more thing to talk about at your weekly coffee hang. That's all I've got. I hope you're enjoying what you're listening to, and thanks again.
Okay, Ridley's like, hey, I don't think this is good. It's good that they're not on the same team, but apparently dragons... Did y'all know dragons can become vampires? Not that being a vampire, that there's anything wrong with that, actually. I think that's actually really cool.
You're standing in a corridor that has maybe 50 bodies frozen to the wall.
Hey, Ridley, I really appreciate it, but maybe we should focus up.
We're just trying to share.
Anybody else bothered by how end goal. Timothy doesn't seem to be concerned at all about the dragon trying to hurt him?
Yeah, that's very scary. No.
I wasn't scared of him still? Too much until then.
So he's
he has been, him. Yes. He has been holding the baby werewolf.
And he is now.
One-handed, no doubt.
Yep.
This isn't the same dragon, right? This is not the same golden dragon.
I mean, one of the odds.
No. He killed that one.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Pretty good.
Also, if the baby is still asleep, then maybe he needs to keep it. Like, maybe that he's vibing with his baby and taking real good care of it, seems like.
Cannon Fist is vampire for good dad.
So he's going to try and turn the dragon. I feel like that was good information.
Oh, no!
Thank you.
Why didn't you say so sooner?
I tried. Things are not coming up, Ridley. I got to go talk to my butt god again.
Is that a boat?
Are we rolling initiative? Actually, Sue would like to maybe... Ridley, do you already have initiative bonuses? I feel like you do, right?
Initiative bonuses?
Yeah, don't you get like super initiative or is that...
No, I get plus zero. No.
That was Cashmere. Woods. That was Cashmere.
Yeah.
Who?
When Sue is like comforting Ridley and saying like, hey, we got to focus up. I think kind of accidentally, Sue is going to use Vigilant Blessing, which is a new feature.
Ooh.
Because when Sue woke up as a vampire, Sue's order seems to have changed. Or what's it
called? Ooh.
Domain. What's the
domain? She's no longer an order domain cleric and is now a twilight domain cleric.
Oh, that sounds cool.
It's really cool.
That sounds cool. Very Googling. Cool. No, I'm going to be surprised.
So as an action, you give one creature you touch, including yourself, advantage on the next initiative roll the creature makes. So that will give Ridley advantage on
Sweet.
Initiative.
That's sick.
I'll
do it too.
Yeah, for sure.
I'll
for
roll
sure,
with
for
advantage. Sure. It feels fair.
Yeah, the dragon is on our team, right?
Yeah.
Oh, let's do this.
Is he wearing a Red Sox jersey?
Yeah, he's branded.
The Podfather sent him?
Yeah.
I mean, if the Podfather has dragons in his pocket, we should be extra scared.
Okay, yeah, everybody roll for initiative.
Gotta make a Podfather dragon these nuts joke, but I can't.
Oh, I forgot to click my token.
Oh, me too.
It's 21
same.
For
Dang
me.
It. Sorry, Gage. 16 for Sue.
11 for Glint.
20 for Don.
I can't believe how far away we are.
Gage is rolling so many dice also. Can
no,
we just
I was just taking them out of my...
It sounded really scary.
So scary.
Oh, initiative?
4,000.
There's 25 people.
She rolls 1,000.
Yeah, Gage, can you fix mine when you have a chance?
A gnat.
Double crit?
I rolled advantage and got double 20.
No. Way.
Dude.
Go ahead and take that's inspiration amazing. For that.
Yeah, yes. Dude. At least
that's
double
crazy,
health for
dude.
This fight.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
What?
Ridley goes twice.
I don't know.
Ridley vibrates at a frequency and separates via, was it mitosis, becomes two different Ridleys.
He reproduces asexually.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that's what turtles do. Based on... He's currently carrying his daughter to term. nobody asked.
Fiddles, I didn't get your initiative roll.
21. It's still up on my screen. I can send you a picture if you think
mine was
I'm a liar.
A 60.
I think you're a liar, so
60.
I'll send you a picture right now.
Also can confirm, strangely, it was a 60.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a plus 50, weirdly.
Okay. Fiddles, you get to start here.
Gage, what's the best way to message you covertly? Can you remind me?
Now that you've told me, you can just do it on here.
Mm.
Now that I know to look for it. That's
Snapchat, probably.
Imagine, dude, just being like, hold on one second.
How do I? Huh?
Could you post a Yik Yak and I'll go find it on my local feed?
You can just text me, Carter. That's fine. I have that pulled up now. Okay. Fiddles.
Yeah.
Sorry. You can go.
Okay. Fiddles is going to take off running wide, create a little distance from the crew and kind of half roughly the distance between herself and Georgianne, who is our closest assailant. As she's running, she's going to draw vial and flick the flint that ignites the sword into a flame blade. And with that sword in her right hand as she's running, I think this is probably like a mid-run sort of a thing. As she's getting into position, she's going to hold up her hand, and as the pebbles coalesce around her open palm, she's going to fire off an Eldritch Blast at Georgianne.
Yeah, go ahead and roll the hit.
That is a 21. Do I need to roll for both? Or do we just count one roll as both? I don't remember.
You roll for both.
Okay.
So that you can crit fish.
That's a 21 and a 16.
Okay. Both hit.
Okay. Great. That'll be...
This is Georgianne in the way back here, right?
No, Georgianne is right in front
of
you.
Right in front of us.
Oh. Okay. I was like, man, the range on...
She's like blocking us.
I gotta be a warlock.
I do. It does have insane range, but not that insane. It's 120 feet on Eldritch Blast.
Hey, that's not that far.
No, it's...
You could almost get it.
It's pretty nuts. So the first blast did 11 damage, or rolled for 11 damage, and the second blast rolled for 8.
Okay. So 19 total. Great.
19.
Wait, 11? Is it D10 plus your whatever?
1D10 plus 3.
Okay, cool. All right.
So I guess, no, that would be 14 and 8 then, because I rolled an 11 and a 5, so it was 14 and 8.
Well, you wouldn't have been able... It's already adding the 3, because you can't roll an 11 on a D10.
You right.
I can.
I know math, dude.
I was about to say, I can.
Okay. Donnie?
Donnie's going to sprint as fast as he can, straight at Georgianne. That would mean... What is my distance?
30 feet, I guess.
30, and then if I do aggressive as like a bonus action, I can do 60.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you could get all the way there.
Gotcha. But that's all I can do? Like, I can't cast anything once I'm there?
It's a bonus action, right? Your thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll still have an action.
In that case, Donnie's going to run up, and he's going to just sprint. He's put all the music away, all the instruments. And he's just running. And he actually runs past her a little bit. He has never laid eyes on her. He's looking right at Cannon Fist. And he swings an arm back as if he's ready to, like, take a baton on the second leg of a sprint relay to give her a touch. And he's going to bestow curse.
Ooh, okay. You'll only be able to get, like, within range of her, but... bestow curse at third level, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And that will be a wisdom save?
Yeah.
She fails with an 8.
Cool. So, let's see what we want to do.
First, choose an ability score. Strength, dex, con, intelligence, wisdom, or charisma.
These are my ability scores?
Hers. You can curse her to have disadvantage and saving throws.
Oh, I know what the options are. Yeah. I'm going to do, have her do a wisdom saving throw to start each turn. Kay. We're going to do like what we did to the Groka.
I love that.
Nice.
If she fails.
It ain't Groke, don't fix it.
I love that.
Yeah, if she fails on that wisdom saving troll, she can't take an action.
She wastes her action, correct.
Yeah.
She'll still have a bonus action and movement, but yeah.
Okay. So he's about 5 feet. He's about 5 feet past her after that. He's like 60 feet.
Okay, cool. All right, good turn. Ridley.
I think the curse he said, the curse he bestowed was, sorry. I think I'd be looking at her.
Well, guys, Ridley can't do much other than run on a natty 20. Just so I think what I'm gonna do is that I think I'm just gonna get out there
all the way 60.
So I'm gonna go 60. I think.
Oh, you can go more. You can get behind her if you want.
If I go 30, I could throw a javelin. Yeah, I'm just going to get in the fight.
Okay.
I think as you take off running, Davey's going to slap your butt like you're leaving a baseball dugout.
Awesome. Thank you. Very nice, very nice. The auras are, they disappear from my crew. I'm going to get all the way there, get up in her face. And Donnie is now in an aura of protection.
Yeah. You do have your bonus action, so you could use a trident attack if you'd like.
Yeah, I'd like. I think. Great. 23.
Roll for damage.
8 damage. 8 trident damage.
Yeah, that's a good hit.
Sweet.
All right, Sue.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, Sue is going to, I think similarly, take off after Ridley.
Sorry, and I do want to do this because I just double checked. It's not a bonus action. I'm going to do some radiant damage with a divine smite on that trident attack.
What level are you casting?
Just first.
Okay, 2d8.
So, yep. For an additional 14 radiant damage.
Yeah. That's a good hit. She's bloodied.
Whoa. Also, Sue's got big feelings about that.
Yeah,
so
I was
going to
say the same.
Okay, so yes, Sue is going to chase after Ridley. Sue's got little leggies.
Yeah, you got 25 feet.
Can't get quite as far. But as far as they can get their little leggies over there. And then I think kind of as they're running, they're going to pop off the classic cleric combo. Oh no, I can't do both, right? Because they're both two spells.
Right, you have to do one a turn.
That's so stupid, Gage.
Ooh, bad call, Gage.
We'll do. But it boop boop boop. Let's do a. Okay, so Sue's going to chase after Ridley on her little leggies, and is going to. Do I have any other fun bonus actions? Or should I do? I've got a whole new character sheet, which is awesome and
overwhelming.
Yeah, because you have a lot of bonus actions.
Yes. Gage, what is the light like in here? Just like
it's
hella girly.
It's dim, other than like a few areas where there's light, which is, you know, like the middle of the cave and stuff like that. You'll see on the map where it's light and not.
So Sue is going to kind of take off in a run, and then all of a sudden their feet aren't on the ground anymore. And Sue has unknowingly used Step of the Night, which as a bonus action, when I'm in dim light or darkness, I can magically give myself flying speed equal to your walking speed for 1 minute. So Sue is going to bonus action start flying instead of walking as their spirit guardians are also being... cast around them. I'm trying to cast that at big boy level. Big they level. keep it gender neutral here. One fourth level spell slot. We'll do it at third level. Ooh, Gage, good DM question. Sue typically would cast this as radiant magic. Is it still radiant magic? Can we still have it be radiant magic right now?
What's the spell you're using?
Spirit Guardians.
If you can choose radiant or necrotic.
I think it would still be radiant at this point.
Okay. What's your radius for that?
It is a 15-foot circle sphere. That's the word I was looking for.
There you go. Sue, as you cast that, some of this radiant light burns, and you're going to take a d4 of damage. You can roll for that.
Ouchie pouchy. It's a 3.
Okay. 3 damage to you, Sue. Okay, is that your turn?
That's Sue's turn.
Okay. On the Snow Angel's turn, she has to make a wisdom save and fails, so she does not have her action.
So cute.
But she is going to just kind of... Oh, you know what? She is going to cast... here it is. You see her, like, try to cast something, and the curse, like, materializes itself in the way. And she's going to end up misty stepping right over here instead. And then is going to... Yeah, you know what? The Snow Angel misty steps, and then I think you would see her and her dad lock eyes, and she's going to make a beeline towards him. Yeah, okay. Glint, it's your turn.
Okay. Well, she's just sort of come to me. So first thing I'm going to do is enter storm form. Cast a little jolt of electricity, push my glasses up the bridge of my nose, and enter storm form. And the second thing I'm going to do is ask Gage, what is she wearing? Not in like a weird way. Ew, what's she wearing?
A white robe, and she has like a Valkyrie helmet.
A Valkyrie helmet?
Yeah.
What's that made of?
Tungsten.
You've fallen into my trap. Metal?
Yep, it's a metal.
Wonderful. I think Glint is going to turn his right gauntlet over and look at Davey and just be like, I hope we worked out all the kinks this time, buddy. And press a button and activate the Magmite Swarm. These are a bunch of little nano robots. This is heat metal, artificer flavored. And he's going to direct them with his hand, sort of like he is like Scarlet Witch casting a spell. Direct them with his hand toward her her tungsten helmet.
Very good. Can you post the heat metal spell in the chat for me?
I sure can.
I know she takes damage on her turn, right?
Put this in the chat.
Throw it in the chat.
Oh, I can push a button to send it to the chat, right?
You should be able to.
Yeah,
there
right
you go.
There
it is.
When you cast the spell. Okay, so she'll take 2d8 if you want to go ahead and roll that.
I sure do. That is 13 fire damage plus an additional d4 of thunder damage because of storm form. And that is 4 more thunder damage.
Okay, that's a good bit of damage. She like screams as you can hear like the hissing of the metal against her skin.
Sorry, in case you like apologize to your dad and we're cool later. Sorry.
Good save, Glint. Good save.
You do have to use your bonus action to use that again. At initiative count 0, two things happen. The first is, Fiddles, since you would go next, I'd like you to roll a d20.
Okay.
That's a 10.
Okay. At initiative count 0, you hear like a... you hear like a great amount of force from the other end of the cavern as both Cannon Fist and the dragon are now flying in the air as they do combat. You hear a baby crying as it is flying in the air with it. And you hear the dragon...
Dear audience member, any Foley work you hear is definitely intentional and not because they are crying in the house.
The baby, it's imaginary.
And the dragon roars, and you see that like a brand appears on the back of Cannon Fist, and he's like hissing and trying to fly away. There's 6 of you.
Who's hissing and flying away?
Cannon Fist is like hissing, his fangs are bared as he's being like, he's taking some radiant damage. Donnie, you'll get basically the bless effect this turn, so you can add a d6 to any of your rolls. They are flying. We'll say they're 30 feet in the air right now.
Sue's just going to yell out, is this something all vampires can do? As their feet are kind of flailing through the air. Very concerned.
The other thing that is that's going to happen is Walton is going to run towards Georgian, and he's going to pull out a dagger.
Does it look special or magical or vampire killing Lee in any shape, form, or fashion?
You can roll an Arcana check.
Yeah, 5, sure.
He gets
an... He was really bad at that.
18 to hit.
Sue got an 8 minus 2, a 6.
He just gets to go without rolling initiative?
He goes on initiative count 0 in the same way that, like, the natural effects of the world does.
Gotcha.
I've always thought of him more as a force of nature sure. than a man.
Georgian had been, the snow angel had been stumbling towards him, took a huge hit, and her head is now on fire. Essentially, the metal's like burning into her skin. And Walton slowly, I think, approaches her and says, you get to come home to your daddies now. We'll rest together soon. And he slides his dagger into her chest. You can see, like, tears just water falling down his eyes as he does this. And the snow angel falls to her knees. And then you see Walton's face get illuminated with a blue light coming from the snow angel's eyes. And the wings double in size. And she stands up, and the dagger explodes.
Okay. New health bar.
New health bar.
Phase 2.
Yeah.
You just from softed our ass?